Overactive chakras in a pregnant woman. The metabolism of a woman changes when she is pregnant. Nature, God, prepares her body to nourish the fetus. That is why the hormones in her body become overactive. Hormones are directly related to the chakras. For this reason, the body of a pregnant woman is an overactive body. The chakras, hormones, are working excessively. This, of course, brings a greater feeling of acceleration. That's why most women feel a great joy during their pregnancy. During pregnancy, since the chakras are overactive, a greater degree of feelings are present in the woman. Since the matter of pregnancy is directly related to the second chakra, the emotional center, also the swing in emotions, with stronger emotions in each swing, is greater. This time is needed indeed, a great period for pregnant women to meditate and become familiar with these emotions, and is a great help in their spiritual progress. In this period, the physical and ethereal body, spirit, of the child are also forming, so some of these swings of emotions and new feelings might come from this new spirit, which is being implanted in the woman for the child, soul, which will occupy it. Many mothers feel they know their child even before he or she is born. This is the reason their emotions and feelings, chakras, are interdependent and related. Not only is the child connected to the mother, but he or she is also connected to the father. That is why it is so important for both the mother and father to be present in the life of the fetus. The bonding between them starts at the time of conception. The physical presence of the father is not as important as the feeling of the mother for him, the commitment she has to him, bond of marriage, the love for him, etc. The greater these feelings are between them, the greater the spirit of the child will be. During the pregnancy, the body is also very sensitive to toxins. It will try to block the toxins from entering the body. It will even fight and repel the toxins that it normally would have tolerated. Since the body is in the state of purification in a greater degree during the night, it will detoxify the body of the woman, and she will be sick in the morning, throwing up the toxins, or whenever the body gets a chance. That is why a woman should be especially more aware of their diets and what they put into their bodies. The less toxins they put into their bodies, the less the sickness. This detoxification of the body, of course, has a direct relationship with greater hormonal activities, as did the stirring of the emotions, etc. In other words, the body of a pregnant woman acts like a person who has opened his chakras. If a person who is not pregnant has done that, he has learned in the process how to control them, hopefully. However, a pregnant woman is often not a yogi, so that is why she has such a hard time to control these feelings and emotions. This is indeed a great time to meditate, observe, control, and progress. Some feel a letdown after they deliver the child because the overactive presence of hormones, chakras, recedes and the woman does not feel the same as she did during the pregnancy. Some overworked glands, chakras, even produce less than they normally do. That is the reason why some new mothers feel depressed. This time after pregnancy should be a time of rebuilding the strength physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.